Hi, it's me, Harry, and today's episode is gonna be a little bit, not like the usual stuff I do. I'm gonna be a little vulnerable in the things that I say. It's more or less gonna come up for myself than from every other way, place or surrounding. Get listening, and thank you for having me again. Well, definitely thank you for returning and coming back to listen. I'll be back after the break. Hey, how you doing? So I'm back. But today I sort of made a monumental, permit me to use the word fucked up. I usually don't curse because, you know, it's not cool and I don't like using the F word a lot. But then today I really did, I really did mess up. Fine, it all was okay, and this is me trying to help somebody very close to me and I respect a lot. And apparently what I did was so crazy, and I really messed up, and I don't know how to sort it out. So I'm basically getting rants because I usually am a perfectionist. So whenever I mess up, I've never messed up on this magnitude before, but whenever something goes wrong, I feel super pissed at myself and I hate myself because I could have done it the other way and then I couldn't do it, and this ends up messing my whole psyche. And so for the past 2 hours I've been pacing in the house and just screaming, damn it, I messed up, and I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to go about it. I don't even know how to get the problem solved. Well, the logical, I'm supposed not to get a lot. Well, the logical solution to the problem was to say, I don't know, contact support, because apparently I committed something very, very awful, and I'm not seeing a way back from it. And I can't lie, because it sucks lying to somebody you trust and somebody that believes in you. So I'm torn in between telling the truth and trying to look for a way to solve the problem that might end up not being the perfect solution, but it might be a quick fix to the problem. Yeah. I don't know, I'm words like that. And also, this just brings me to a point where I am halfway pissed at myself and halfway crazy at not being able to see a win when it's a win, and just quitting while, or stopping while I'm still good at what I do and still able to take up the project from another different angle. I don't know, so much to say, but I can't really talk about it because I'm conflicted in my mind. I guess a couple of people go through what I'm going through right now, and I wish I had emotional and moral support, but I'm not getting on because I'm alone in the house right now. I'm alone in the room right now, and it sucks. Usually have friends around and probably we talk about it, but then nobody's listening. And even the people that I want to talk to, they're not always around. So it's like we all live in a time where you have so much people around you, but then at the same time, whenever you need them, they're not always available for you. Kind of reminds me of myself. The people, most people that I want to connect to and, you know, relate to it, a point, they're not always there for me. And the ones that are there, they shut me out half of the time, and then I get to shut people out too, and it's all the circle in reverse. And we're all going through major issues. Once in a while we all have our ups and downs, and it's just there, and I wish there's so much I can do for people. I wish there's so much I can say. Solve problems. I try to solve problems. I try to do it without even caring about the consequences half of the time. But this is me drowning my own self-guilt and pissed at myself for not being able to solve the world's problem. And then it makes me cry at night. It keeps me up day and night to be thinking about a solution to the problem and a way to get myself out of the paradox of minds. And then I'm also supposed to be learning how to program, and JavaScript is supposedly a problem, but I don't know, I just can't get my brain around the logic. Well, I'd say I'll leave you with this. Well, I'm ranting. At least I have a way of letting out some steam once in a while. Find whatever works for you. It might be Twitter, it might be Instagram, video. I think I'm still very shy of seeing myself out there. It's as crazy as I try to do for us, because you don't know what I look like. Have an amazing day, and you enjoy the rest of your day if you're listening to this in the morning. But be blessed and stay cool. And plus my program, I think I would find a way to figure that out. And I'll let you know in the next episode I drop. Stay blessed.